The Somali National Army has re-established its military courts in several of the towns recently captured from the Al-Shabaab fighters. The military tribunal officially announced plans to hear crimes committed by uniformed officers against the Somali public in these towns. The military court system in Somalia was established in 1963 when Somali Army was one of Africa's largest militaries but collapsed with the fall of the Siad Barre regime in 1991. However, the court was re-established in August 2010 to carry out sentences on the then TFG forces as well as others caught in criminal acts. Since then, the court has enforced a death penalty to dozens of soldiers accused of killing civilians or fellow servicemen.
The work of the Somali military tribunal is to follow the armed forces wherever they go. The Somali National Army is happy to say that the military court has officially been opened in Jowar town and will serve in the interest of the Somali public.
Barely hours after it reopened its offices in Jowar town, some 90 kilometers north of the capital Mogadishu, the court sentenced two of these men to 5 years in prison for forcefully taking money and mobile phones from passengers who were traveling on a public transport vehicle.
The security and administration of this town is the work of the Somali military. The police and intelligence units will arrive soon, but the military court is here for the public to prevent crimes being committed by members of the Somali National Army.
Somali Defense Minister, on a visit to Jowar town, cautioned members of the Somali National Army against looting property belonging to Somali civilians. The military tribunal hopes to restore discipline back to the Somali National Force. Such courts have so far been opened in almost all the towns captured from the Somali Al-Shabaab fighters to try government soldiers accused of committing crimes both against the civilians and members of the force.
It will be very unfortunate to see men dressed in government uniform terrorizing and looting from the members of the public, bearing in mind the long struggle to liberate Somalis and Somalia from Al-Shabaab militants. The government won't allow such a thing to happen.
With a permanent administration in place, the new Somali government hopes that the UN Security Council will revoke its two-decade arms embargo on Somalia so as to equip the Somali army in its fight against militant groups and protecting its borders. In recent months, the Somali army has helped drive out Al-Shabaab fighters from a string of towns with help from AMISOM and Ethiopian troops, alongside other powerful local clan militia forces like Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Ras Kamboni Brigade. Abdulaziz Bilo, Press TV, Mogadishu.